Welcome to the Black and White Dating Show.
The game is starting right now.
Okay, let me give you a complicated one.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, let's say you go on a trip. I'm at home with the kids. We have iPhones, right? So, we've allowed each other to know each other's location, whatever. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So I get a text message one night that you're gone that you've turned off your location. Why? You come back.
What's my
answer? You want to have your own answer? Or?
Okay, my answer is where am I though? I'm on vacation, you said?
You say you're on like a work trip or something.
Okay, more work trip. This is a sneaky iPhone question, yo. I know this is how the sneaky iPhones work, so I know this one right here. All right, boom. My location is turned off. Do I usually turn my location off?
No.
Okay. This may be, I don't know. There's a few things that happen with that because, you know, my fellas, I don't want to throw y'all under the bus because this is sloppy. This is what I call sloppy. I call it sloppy pimping. You know, it's called sloppy pimping. First of all, this is just me personally. If I were to do my dirt, I would do my dirt in the usual fashion that does not interrupt anything that I have going on. If you always can see my location, if you always call me at 9 p.m. at night,
you never change it.
I never change it. Right? I would always pick up my phone at 9 p.m. The chick might be laying right next to me. I mean, I might have my phone angled this way and be like, yeah, I'm in bed. I'm tired. I might do that. But you would never, ever, I would never change my routine. So whenever someone changes their routine, I call that sloppy pimping. It's like, yo, fam, what are you doing? You know that she's looked at your location. She knows where you are. Why would you turn your location off? Why would you do that? It doesn't even make sense.
Well, I don't think everybody knows that when you choose to go into your settings and turn off the location, that it automatically tells the other person you're sharing your location. So I don't think everybody knows that, but it does. So
yeah, that's true too. But again, I call that sloppy
pimping.
Sloppy pimping. That's sloppy pimping. We gonna put the word sloppy pimping right here over my head. That says sloppy pimping right there. We gonna put that right there. Sloppy pimping is you should know your technology, right? If you're gonna be, especially you're gonna be out doing dirt, you gotta know your technology. You gotta know your technology. You gotta know how your wifey moves, your girlfriend moves, your whoever significant other is, male, female, whoever you're dealing with. You gotta know how they move, and you gotta know how they tracking you. Everyone's always watching. If you liking pictures on Facebook or Instagram, your significant other is looking at your page to see, like, let me see who he or she liked today. Let me see what he was looking at today.
Oh, scrolling. Who's this new friend?
Yeah, exactly. See, that happens. That just happened. That's human nature. You want to know what your significant other is doing. So that's human nature. If you're going to be doing dirt, learn your technology. If you're going to be doing dirt, learn the habits of your significant other. If you're going to be doing dirt, know what your habits are, dummy.
Or just know the basics of what not to respond with. That is just...
Listen. It's a lot of dudes that get caught cheating. There's a lot of females that get caught cheating too. People in general just need to tighten up. You got to tighten it up. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that a person, man or woman, should know what if they're going to be running around, they should know. They should know their habits. They should know their partner's habits, and they should adhere to those habits. You know that your partner snoops through your phone. You know that your partner knows that you get home every day at 6:15. Don't come home at 8 p.m. and come home at 8 p.m. smelling like perfume. Like, it's just stupid stuff that it's just, you know, as men, I say this to men because I don't know if females are like this, but men, I have a lot of male friends and I've seen a lot of sloppy pimping. So I know how crazy it's like, yo, dude, you got caught. How'd you get caught?
It's
It's just stupid stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
It's right, it's always ends up being something small.
Yeah,
stupid.
Yeah. Always, always. Sloppy. That's why it's always sloppy pimping. Sloppy. That's sloppy pimping. You got to stop that. And please stop that, fellas. Let's stop sloppy pimping. Stop it.
And that was the Black and White Dating Show.